Yeah, my name is Herman Franssen. I'm executive director of Energy Intelligence Group, which is an organization that publishes 15 different publications in energy and also has a research group that does research on all energy-related issues. I am here co-chairing the conference with Jesus Arias Heroles. In particularly, he asked me to take care of the international component on it, which was the first day, because Dr. Reyes Rola believes that you can look at the Mexican issues of oil, gas, electricity, but you cannot look at them without looking at the regional and global context. And that is why I'm here at the conference and help organize, particularly in the first day, the international meetings, the national sessions. And my understanding is that it went well, that people were quite happy with the information that they got. And
I asked about nuclear energy. I know USA have a lot of plants and France sell a lot of energy to Europe. What's going on? Can you tell me something about that?
Well, in the nuclear area, I think unfortunately, because it is a form of renewable energy, we find in the Western world stagnation. In America, no really, I think one or two power plants are being constructed. And on the other hand, you have decommissioning of plants in California, in New York. So the future of nuclear at the moment, because also the very low price of natural gas and the unresolved issue of nuclear fuel disposal, nuclear is at the moment not very promising. And even in Europe, where in a country like France, it was extremely promising. The Europeans, led by the Germans, are withdrawing from nuclear power. Other Europe, it's kind of a mixed picture, but it is not a very pretty picture. The real future of nuclear at the moment lies in China and other parts of Asia, but particularly in China. China now builds its own plants, and they're beginning to export those plants. So China is becoming a real big player, and Russia will remain a big player, building plants in the Middle East and elsewhere.
But it's better to use that kind of plants than the coal.
Then what? Than coal. Oh, for the climate, absolutely. Absolutely, there's no doubt about it, that nuclear and renewables are in the end more benign to climate than fossil fuels, in particular coal. But you know, it takes when you look at the going back to the age, to the era of wood, to where we are now, it takes a very long time to switch an entire economy of one country, let alone of the globe, from one fuel to another, because you have all this capital tied up in old power plants and coal mines. It takes a long time to write that off and move to other forms of energy. And you have the complexity that we do not have ways to save solar energy and wind energy. So you produce a lot when there's a lot of wind, but then what do you do with that excess that you don't use at that time? In other words, we need significant improvement of batteries in order to capture that energy and then store it for when you need it. The same with solar. You know, I have a house in California, I have solar cells on top of it. You produce a lot of energy during the day, but then you cannot do anything with it at night. So, beginning to come solutions. Mr. Musk, the same man who makes that electric car, is building a huge, huge factory that makes batteries, where you can have actually in your garage a whole cupboard of batteries that will collect your surplus from your roof, and then at night you can use it to fill up your car. So it's all coming, but it's a slow process, and it costs a lot of money.
And do you know something about Mare Motriz?
No.
No, it's a generate energy in the sea.
Oh, you mean the wave energy?
Yes. Wave energy is the name? Okay.
Yeah, wave energy. It's still at the moment very marginal, very small, because it costs a lot.
Okay.
At the moment, the ocean, the most, you know, the The area that is most advanced is wind power in the ocean, you know, offshore, because there's a lot more wind tend to be offshore than onshore. So you can capture that, and you find a lot of that now in Europe. Okay. And you find the beginning of that now in New England as well. So it's a coming source, but small. The real forces at the moment in the renewable sector, other than water, which continues to be the biggest, is really solar and wind.
Thank you for the interview, and have a good time in Mexico.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.